Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, July 31st, 2006.
In Gaza, the Israeli army invaded a refugee camp, killing one person, and attacked central Gaza Strip, killing two residents. The Israeli army invaded several cities and villages in the West Bank and took 10 prisoners. Meanwhile, soldiers installed a checkpoint around Nablus and Salfit. And in Lebanon, the Israeli army continued its attacks just after army officials said they would stop attacks for 48 hours.
These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Palestinian sources reported that one man died Monday morning of wounds he sustained during the Israeli army invasion to the Al-Maghazi refugee camp last week. In a separate attack, two residents were reportedly killed in an Israeli shelling to an area near the Kisufim-Israeli border crossing, east of Deir al-Balah in the central Gaza Strip. Palestinian medical sources reported that soldiers informed Palestinian officials that the bodies of the two residents killed by Israeli military fire are located near the Kisufim crossing, east of Deir al-Balah. An ambulance crew headed to the area to retrieve the bodies was unable to locate them.
As of this report, Palestinian hospitals have not confirmed the incident, since no bodies have been located. Medical teams continue to search the area under dangerous conditions from continuous Israeli shellings. Meanwhile, the latest casualty in the Al-Maghrazi refugee camp invasion 10 days ago was Yosef Zaidi Al-Maghrazi, 20, who died earlier today at the Echolov Hospital in Israel after being transferred from a local hospital in Gaza. The three-day tank invasion in the camp killed 30 residents and injured 60. In a separate incident, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for the firing of homemade shells into the Israeli Negev town of Sderot. The brigade said the shelling comes in retaliation to the continuous Israeli assaults against the Palestinian people.
The Israeli army invaded several cities and villages in the West Bank and took 10 prisoners. Meanwhile, soldiers installed a checkpoint around Nablus and Salfit. Israeli army troops took Awad Friha, 38, as prisoner in a pre-dawn invasion of the West Bank city of Bethlehem on Monday. Also today, the army invaded the West Bank city of Nablus at dawn and took 3 prisoners, local sources reported. Troops and army jeeps entered the city from several directions and searched a number of houses and a gas station where they took the prisoners, identified as Samer Amr, Amar El-Khoseini, and Abdallah Amr, 2 unknown locations, eyewitnesses reported. Meanwhile, Israeli troops invaded the area of Iqtaba, located east of the West Bank city of Tukaram, and took 3 residents as prisoners. Monday morning. The prisoners were identified as Muhammad al-Araya, 18, Sami al-Araya, and 19, Baha'i Bedouei, 18. In Hebron, Israeli soldiers stationed at military checkpoint north of the city took as prisoner Ahmed Abiyat, who lives in the nearby city of Bethlehem. Abiyat was arrested while crossing the checkpoint into Hebron on his way to work. Also, Israeli soldiers stationed at a military checkpoint in the nearby village of Yatta took Moussa Dawood, 35, as a prisoner on Monday.
Ala Hussan, 20, was taken prisoner by the Israeli soldiers from the village of Alar, located east of the West Bank city of Qalqilya, as part of a pre-dawn invasion on Monday. Israeli soldiers stationed at several military checkpoints around the West Bank city of Nablus stopped residents and students from entering Ramallah and installed a military checkpoint to the south of Al-Farah village near Salfit for the second day in a row on Monday. Soldiers stopped residents in civilian cars, searched them, checked ID cards, and forced people to stand for long hours under the sun, eyewitnesses reported. According to residents, soldiers opened fire at residents and cars who tried to go around the checkpoint by using a nearby farm road. At a military roadblock between Palestinian cities in the West Bank, Israeli forces continue to contravene international laws, specifically the Geneva Convention, which prohibits interference in medical procedures. Dr. Ala Al-Salman from Qalqilya in the northwestern West Bank works in Ralfidia Hospital in Nablus. He told PNN on Monday that doctors, medics, patients, and ordinary citizens alike are suffering exponentially at the Beit Aiba checkpoint in Nablus.
Local sources in southern Lebanon have reported that Israeli airstrikes have continued unabated despite public promises made by Israeli officials Sunday night that the strikes would pause for 48 hours. On Monday, the Israeli defense minister changed the tone of the Israeli plan, saying that they will not halt but will expand their attack on southern Lebanon, despite a bombing that killed 60 civilians and sparked international outrage only a day before. A Lebanese soldier was killed and three were injured in an Israeli naval attack on a Lebanese military base north of the city of Tyre in southern Lebanon. In El Awaida area, Kafr Shuba and Kafr Hammam were all hit Monday morning by heavy Israeli shelling, local sources reported. Meanwhile, the Israeli military reported that the Air Force had dropped bombs on the town of Taibe and invaded the area with ground forces. Three Israeli soldiers were also wounded when Hezbollah fighters attacked two tanks with missiles near the Lebanese border town of Kila, the Israeli army said. At least two rockets fired by Hezbollah fighters also hit an area near the northern Israeli town of Kiryat Shemona, Israeli media reported. Israeli police initially denied the incident in adherence with an order issued by the military censor's office that media not be allowed to report successful strikes by Hezbollah into Israel.
Some have called Israel's tactics of censoring much of the information related to the media about the war in Lebanon as a type of psychological warfare. In a speech to the Israeli parliament Monday morning, Defense Minister Amir Peretz said that Israel must not agree to an immediate ceasefire in the 20-day-long conflict, despite calls for a ceasefire by countries around the world and the United Nations. An Israeli official told Ma News Agency that cars and trucks, warehouses, and Hezbollah fighters would continue to be targeted during the 48-hour cessation period. The unidentified official said, "If we identify a Hezbollah storage warehouse, we will bomb it," adding, quote, "The Israeli army will not bomb suspicious buildings if the targets are not clear," end quote. However, it remains unclear as to why the Lebanese military, who has thus far abstained from the conflict, were targeted in this morning's attacks. Separately, 150 people demonstrated outside the main entrance of the Prestwick airport. Peace campaigners fear that U.S. planes, which have refueled at Prestwick, are delivering arms to Israel for its offensive against Hezbollah in Lebanon. A source at the Glasgow Prestwick airport added that the planes were diverted to RAF Mildenhall in Salford in eastern England, which is operated by the U.S. Air Force.
Thanks for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today for the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Jackie Schoen,
Stacey Miller,
and Ghassan Benora.